זיין אין שאַרס פון דער שישער, גייט די מחש מיט דער שני, און קלאס, מיר האבן געפונען דעם סנטער פון דער שישער. אַז דאָ קומט די שישער. די יאַנגע אַלע שישער.
Something that is not there. Only if you saw it. According to the Rambam, so there could be a little issue even when you have something that is not there. But into the outset it was a soft part. Because we have two prototypes of this. Either you soften some food that initially was hard, like bishop, or you harden something that initially was soft. But if you harden more, something that initially was hard, but you harden it more, then there is no clue. There is no clue for bishop. So maybe according to Rashi, the Pshat is, now the thing is even out of the cliche, so at the end it becomes hard, and there is no hint of visual for hardening the food, through the fire, through the heat. Except in an echo, but in non-echo, there can be a hint of visual only if you soften something that was originally hard. And here at the end it becomes hardened, but Kamash was because at the beginning the same thing as Sikh Rasune, at the beginning it becomes soft, and then at the end it becomes hard. So after it becomes soft, so you are in effect, so according to Rashi, because it's a new start and end, like the Gemara of Sikh Rasune. And according to the Rambam, again, like the Gemara of Sikh Rasune. Because if at the intermediate stage he didn't become soft, so then he would be hard more, something that was originally hard. There's no condition for that. But here, he seems in the intermediate stage he's soft. And then through the heating more and more, it becomes hard, so you harden something that initially was soft. So that's the interorder of anything. So maybe it's the same like Sikhsalasa. Alright, now, I want to finish after I did the center of Ramadne, and then go over the Ramba, because the Ramba is very complicated. Oma Rode, Haimam Yorobat Chlite Chayev Mishum Sheva Chatzeres. Tanure Chayev Mishum Shleina Chatzeres. Oma Rabbi Haimam Yorobat Chalde. Chalde is a beehive, Nakaveresh Shalvera. So he makes it through Kami. So Chayev, it's in the form of a cylinder, it says. Cylindrical shape, so high of a success couple. The high pay fumay in the end, the smears, the ring, the top, high pay couple. Now let's see the right. So, high man brought it chavite. What is chavite? Chavite shokhas. In other words, if he makes a bell, an earthenware, if it constructs, an earthenware vessel, down. Sheva Chatzeres. How is the Chelek in Sheva? So Rashi gives us. First, I mean, what are the raw materials? The claws of earth. That's the basic. Not only the basic raw materials, it's the exclusive raw materials. Claws of earth. Thank you. then Vira Hatzula is Hagasis Lipichu. And then he selects the impurities, the chips, from the cloud of earth, from the sand. And then it's Vira. Now we see from this Rashi, which is explanatory of Vira, alright? So I don't think there is any other Pshat by Rashi. So it's ignored for Rashi. The Moloch of Vira is not limited to Echut. And that's why, there's the reason why Rashi Panov has seen in the text, on the basis of this Gemara, says that Vira applies to swallowing, to killing. So according to Rashi Panov, there is a problem on Shabbos. You have to be carried to suit, you know, to the closet. And it's not so organized. And you don't know which is your suit, which that you want to put on Shabbos, and which is another suit that you don't want to put on. So the question there is, to meet this measure, there is a sugar. I mean, in regard to swarming is even more complicated, because swarming, fortunately or unfortunately, are not organized. You know, but you put most what you wash, I mean, sugar. So, and you don't have a label, you know, this is Brochus, this is Shabbat, this way. So, you have to take out blindly. So, let's say you want to take out in Sarah Shabbos. You might take out 10 swarming, 20 swarming in 4. You find the light one. Are you allowed to do it? In other words, you want to learn. So, the one that you want to learn, that's like the end. The one you don't want to learn, that's the sailors. But if you take out, instead of Shabbos, Bochen, or Mide, or whatever, so then, it's seriously the Chaykhul, so you know how to. So, the whole epoche is, according to the Ramban Shite, so there is a big cooler. But suppose you're not taking it out to learn right now, but you're taking it out to learn after you finish it. So you want to prepare, and you put on the table. So that's the Ramban school wouldn't apply. So it's a problem, needless nation. So there is a whole sugar, how to do it. So anyway, once you see. Anyway, so the Rav Hamer and Sidney Shimon passed this law on the basis of this Gemara. The Beirah is not limited from the doctrine. It applies to everything, to swallowing, to killing, to cutting, and everything. That presents a problem. So, because here there is Beirah in regard to cunning. That's not the name. So if there is Beirah by cunning, there is Beirah by clouds of earth. Cunning is the next piece of the mind. And there by clouds of earth, so there should be Beirah by swarming, by cutting, by everything, by killing, by everything. But Beirah Sameach is Chel. He says something very reasonable. Very reasonable. But the only thing is, I mean, Gesheni don't mention it. It's a fish. It's very mistaken what he says. He says Vele applies only to something that is new. Alright, of course. So in cutting, throwing, killing, it's also more. He says, but it applies only to something that is naturally more. Not because human beings are disorganized and sloppy, but because it's natural, there is a natural, let's say, we are bearing the bones of the fish, from the fish. So, it's the bones are naturally, it's by nature that the bones are mixed up with the fish, or mixed up with the fish. Machine by swarming, Misaches Shabbos is not new. With the Teras Abayis of the Rashba, it's only because the person is not organized. So in Mele, and sometimes people are not diligent, so they want to save work, so they put back one safer next to the other in an unorganized fashion. So it's artificial in Mele, due to the sloppiness of people. So Mele, it seems, it's not naturally more, there is no Yisrael. So he says the Raya of the Rashbano is not the Raya. Of course, the Asriach is also made that it's not Exeros HaKosuv. There is limited only to Ochman. There usually applies to Ochman because by Ochman, usually there is a natural ill. Bones, fish, and so on. But something that is non-ill, if there is natural ill, so here the clouds of earth are naturally moved with chips, with hairs. That's by nature. Some melee and cunning also. So they are naturally moved. As you pluck them from the carcass, so you have a hodgepodge of all kinds of cunning, so there is natural movement. Not that the ill originated artificially by men, some mayor, but throwing the regional natural evil. Yisachar Shabbos is not natural in Mureh and Teres Abayim. So it's Mureh because artificially a person put everything there together in an unorganized fashion. Yes?
Yeah, everyone said that Abayim, I don't have the button in the place of Rehu, if I'm sleeping, if it picks up, it's the Baal's not ashamed.
That's right.
Similarly here, if I go to the swan shelf and I don't know what safe I'm taking, and I think that I'm taking the right safer, how does I
have to... It's a very good score. So, one thing. So it's a very good score. So because of that, you know, I remember in Warsaw when I was a child. So in a certain snippers, it was called Dinonne. I knew that was the name of the street. And there were many long, 60 years ago, there was one man that trained me, was a Tzadon man, and he did Yavna also. So, and of course, in that Bisneveresh, the swarm or disorganized, I mean, find one of the more he had to work to pick out maybe 50 swarm before he found the more. And he was very much involved in learning, and he wanted to learn, so I remember as a child, it made an impression upon him. So this So he started to call it once a year. He was in the So then he opened it up and he learned the first mission in the Mishnah. Then he took out another safe. Again it was the Mishnah. So he opened it up and he learned another mission. Then he took out, he made such an impact upon me. I mean, I was 8 years old. So, a third sitter, a fourth sitter, and I was standing watching him. I mean, and I became tired. And he was learning all the Mishnahs, maybe in 20 swords. I don't know, Mishnahs or something else. There might have been other swords. I don't know, Hanban, it was Halochas. And he was learning the Kirov and everything. Then finally, he found his Gemara, he was happy, he sat down, and he went. So, in Ikris Nation, there is a tshuva how to do it this way. I think the Kamesha says, you don't have to learn anything, but you just take a look what Gemara is. So that's also Ishtamshis. You have to learn, like Shneimot and Polis, and suppose you open up the door and you say, Yisachar Bom Yitzchak. So it's also Ishtamshis. You don't have to learn that. But I think that when a person, when is there a million of tzeres with a chilichu, if he deliberately tries to select, to sort out the tzeres from this. But here, he's not deliberately, as he said, as he's not trying deliberately, you know, to select another one. His kavanah is Yisachar Shabbos. And when he picks out the Gemara Trendel, he hopes that it is Yisachar Shabbos. So even if it turns out to be not Yisachar Shabbos, so it's like somebody inadvertently, you know, picking out things with the people without the kavanah. So that's the intention is an essential ingredient of the Tzuras HaMlocha right here. I think it's absurd. So in any way, we don't have to be machmir so much. So that, yes.
Well, I don't know. What's the Rosh Meir's proof for all the same of this natural
law? It's a story.
What's the
same thing? It's very subtle.
Right. It's a higher knowledge name in the Alban. All the same
say that they were the Shire only when it's newer.
Yes.
So here's the point, not just newer. Something that is natural.
Why is it so?
Because, first of all, except for this Gemara, all Gemaras mentioned in Gemara deal with it, except these two. So we may, how come, why does it? The Gemara mentioned Gemara, why only Echlin? People are only interested in eating. The other things too, the other Tashmishim also. Why only? It's very stubborn. Only thing is, I didn't see it in any of the shape. So it doesn't have reference to a tray of all kinds of fruits, of apples and pears and oranges. Then you could argue, I mean, they're not so natural, you know, that apples and oranges and grapes, I mean, only artificially. But Rashi says, the pear from the olive, it's natural.
But that part, but that's the bottom, that's how the case in fact, in Shemin Elchon. Why is it not Shemin Elchon? That's not natural.
It's natural. Okay. And then, if something is usually done in the course of a patient behavior, it's also natural. Natural law doesn't mean something that is more regional. Even if it's the odom, but it's the odom in the course of normal behavior. But if it's newer because of sloppiness by people, because of people disorganized, then it's not a new thing. But if it's newer by men, but because of efficient and responsible behavior, then it can also be considered a natural ill. In the case where people put in each way oranges and pears and apples, even though it was not the other, but that's not due to sloppiness and disorganized behavior. It's not like the story who are messed up because people are not organized. That's why they're messed up. There is no reason as to why it should be messed up. It could be organized too. So mainly it's not a natural ill. Machine came when, let's say, the host or the hostess of the house, let's say, puts in a tray apples, oranges, grapes, because some guests like this, some guests like that, that's responsible, efficient behavior. So that's also considered a natural ill. Whatever a person does in a responsible and efficient way is also a natural ill. When a person does it irresponsible because of sloppiness, because of being disorganized, then it's not a natural ill. Anyway, that's the sheet of the assumption. But the Rav Shulchan Aruch is chedek, and I didn't see any Rishonim who mentioned that Chiddush Rezonech. Now, so let's see the Cheshbon. If so, Chere Shevach HaTois, Tirchen or Bobin, Mishirch Kim Hodek HaBetech, so it's one. Uber Atzir Sadas Tzim Tirchen, Sarishtai, Umar Kidon Bin Apo, is three. ומגבו עתיד הירוש יספור וממערך עתיד זה ממחי כספיים ושיש הגלו שאולוק הרי ממחי כספיים ומעבר עשרי המקיף שון סוי סיקס Umzaufe die Seichei harim yivashe. So said it. So the kashi is, why when he picks up a class of earth, he picks it up from the earth, so it should be chitea. So he needed a chitea leke, the mitzorek olam. So according to Rav Shimon Zalman Zerubah, he didn't form the kabbalah, he usually is in culture. So mele, it's only 7-19. Tanu chayshne, if he needs a tanu, it's an earthenware tanu, not like our tanu, but an earthenware tanu, tanu shacharas. So then they had their 8-7 like an earthenware barrel, but then there is an additional, by tanu, there is an additional one. Lachash, it's all, they do keep showing, who talk all of the love, she of the chimim is kayin vugma malachte. The amrimu he come on. So in other words, after he strengthens the tunnel in the kishon in the furnace, so the small tunnel he puts in the big furnace. So then, so it's already finished, but there is a finishing touch. So he puts some plaster, something, teeth, I don't know, and smears it, and there's the finishing touch. So that's mamloch and makri patish. Gman lachte, and when they come on, komide de habe gman loch achaydish makri patish. But then he asks, but when the mage, now here there is a very important question, the Miri mentioned it. So when the major hobbyist, after the finish, doing gman loch is, Tikhon, Bele, Rakim, and Rosh, and Marek, and Mavi, and Tzil, so he finished making the bell, so let him be Mechuyev, for Machi Patish also, after him. So she says something, it's a Kiddush, that makes a lot of sense. So he says, Mavo Gavachotis, recognition of Machi Patish, Mileo, Nidmiro, Melachi, the Tao. I think the Miri mentions a Shita for the country. I don't know, I'm not sure. But that's Rashi Shita, the Shita of most of Shita. That Makdi Patish is only Shayach when you do a finishing touch after the Kele is already completed. But there is something, trivial thing, missing. For example, let's say, when a tailor makes a jacket, So after he finished making the jacket, there are some stitches left in the sleeve. Then the tailor will take out the stitches from the sleeve. So the jacket, before he takes out the stitches from the sleeve of the jacket is already finished. It's already finished. It's not an integral part of the making of the jacket. But on the contrary, in the course of making the jacket, he had to put in stitches in the sleeve, in the end of the sleeve. And now he can put it on as long as the stitches are not taken out. So then there is Makri Patish, because the kele of the jacket is already completed, even before they take out the stitches. And so it's a finishing touch. It's a finishing touch in an already finished tale. Machine here. So, by Tamil. So, the Tamil is already finished. But he still has to smear something on top. As a finishing touch. But the Tamil is already finished before he smears on the surface on top. So, maybe it's Manuach. But when you make a hobby, it shall pass. So, until you do the last thing, until you are saying, so then it's not been finished. And when you are saying, so then it's finished. So really it's not considered as a finishing touch on a finished body. So really there is no market. What?
Right.
Yeah. Because it's right, according to the regime, that the carbonate because new service is an essential ingredient of the first brother, and we saw that note that the chef mentions it explicitly, and then we saw that Dr. Nalev in the Gemara, Yosef, that there are two Yosefs and Rashi's, we call it one Yosef, so Rashi should be that it's not only something that there, but the other girls say that Aram mentions, so it is an essential ingredient. So Mill, according to the sheet, is essential ingredient. Here, the Kabbani, here, the Fed Kabbani. And then, even according to the sheet, that the Kabbani for its smooth surface is not an essential ingredient, but maybe here, when smears are not of the copies, so when smears on top of the chutzpah, maybe it doesn't even smooth out. Maybe just smears without being smooth. Sometimes you can smear it. You can smear something without smoothing out, without being seared smoothing out. And at one spot it will be more, and at one spot will be less. So then there is certainly no machik. And then, because the machik is already mentioned, ומימארי חתיק כשאיס האגילו כשאיס האגילו אני שומעים אלה היא תובדי מחויב משל מאחרים and if he does it twice they are an echo to kind of get higher than extra chatos all right now how te kabara shokonim in bihai that's a kele in the form of a cylinder cylindrical shape and it's constructed with kani, with reeds, so chayim lavo. So, zein ra kani yu tzorke, is chayim mishum keitzem from the chayim tzu. Os from yachad, chayim mamer, is with bira yokein, how is it bira is for? Again, the Asamiya says, here it's naturally, for, hechwikon, איזה מערכת פייט אוסם דאקינס מיח שטיין שולי על איזה תליך סיקס חוד חם במידו על איזה מחת סבן איסי חשסי על איזה מייסי אית אור עד אחס למעלו ארס ומטו כדי להעמיד יאי של מילים מים אור עד הרי זה אילי גיסטן The Kabbalah says already finished. But there's a finishing touch. He says the treatment. Hotach Lacha, Goshoch, you have been some, I am Martin Tatish. 11, Pidam Vinom Kamel, Hainan Bishokela, Penguin, that's the stitches from the begging, from the sleeve. Hayed, Mishumati Tatish, Hareze, הרי זה יודע וחי תלכוני לעסס לסופו ומייק בזיר תייסיק כאן תייפייר וקיישר שצורך לקשר לאחר עתיר דן יהיה בקשר so we have two more תייפר and קיישר if he makes it in but the Rashi is the קשר why doesn't he mention Bene because after all cuts thinner slices thinner slats so he should be doing it when he should be in a lecture with a new way loy the hobbies the loy the town of the loy the cabaret then being indicated because there is no being indicated now so Rashi Shiti means that's a Mahalik is Rashi means and the Rambam shittings like basis, but the Amena Rishinim were agreeing with Rashi. Rishinim are divided on this question. According to Rashi, in Bina Mikhail implies that there is no chiv of Bina Mikhail in period. And even if he does a nice woman, even if he does a Mikhail, he might seem in some professional work that requires a lot of expertise and talent. And training, still there is no chibah. But these rishitim, in being the chibah, when he does, nice hegel, that everybody can do, So Bima Ubea. So the reason, even if he does, if it's not the Maisa, Mashem can be chilling. If it's Maisa Hege, it's not the Maisa Umen, so he didn't be chilling. But when it's Maisa Umen, then there is no chilling. And there's the Shita of Ramon. Now, so he says, the Bukir, then he asks why there is mentioned Mapshit, because Mapshit only applies to height. Today, I know, the Mapshi, Lekon, him of the Kanyin, Apshot Elevator. Then there is another Pshad, Shekdeach Mikodin Beis, Shekdeachim Beihoshe HaKanyin, Shalshase, on Chayavle Mishnitech, Lekon, him of the Ajit Fine, Milochashin Tzuch, Ligufi, Vitei, Vivoreis, Sheisamein Sei, Dakis, the Havikim and the Solitzilte. But when we learn the Gemara of Solitzilte, we saw it's not the Shit of Apostle. There are many of the Shemim who say that if you just take a log of wood and you cut it into thinner slats, so then it doesn't involve Tchini. It doesn't involve Tchini. Tchini is only Shire if you turn it into a powder, like a powder. But Rashi Shiti is now that even when you cut a log of heavy log of wood into smaller slats, so it's also kilod of the. So that's why Rashi explains that when he gave you the horse, she is in his dakis, the habit kimani is also. Now let us go with the case, we didn't go back now. We told you that the halte Pirish Rashi, the Mishum Beye, when the Chayef, the Bini Bikir, the Nira, the Dafti, the Marza, Mito, the Meir, the Shrafuyes, and the Rinon, the Bini Bikir. In other words, let's say Bini Bikir, let's say you have, let's say sometimes you have many guests, so you set up a table, you think you have a goal, and you have two legs, and you set it up, so you put one leg here, one leg here, and then you place the big board and the two legs. So that's Mita. Because in the indicator, if you do something like that, then you put there, it would be awesome. So that's not the nice illness. That's a nice idea. Everybody can do that. Everybody, not I, but everybody could do it. I mean, it doesn't require any training. So we need it. The Dafke, the Miles, and Mito, us. Suppose sometimes, you know, you have to set up a mirror, or a cup, you know, that consists of parts. Or sometimes, let's say, even a pin. So you have a needle and you have something else and you have to push in one into the other. So that's pocket. So that's, it's not a nice mess, it's a nice habit. So in the end, Bim Chugar it's also in a nice head. But Nunez, Abo Gishis, we can't let Kol Akile, Nechai Mishim Beine, Dan Rinom the Bisha Beine, Chai Man the Ayo, Shuk Sem to Kune Dimor, Chai Mishim Beine. That is, let's say, you have an axe. So you have a handle, and you have the axe itself. So if you thrust in the axe, of the handle into the X, you know, so then you are higher than Mishim Beine. I'm a ship sitting to be in your high school. You saw a film, you were mixing in a payak, because it's supposed to be safe film. And so we'll discuss that at the end of the film. Anyway, I want to discuss the Rambam. The reason is why I want to learn more, I was afraid. I might become involved in the Rambam and you won't cover any ground out there. Now that Rambam, the Chazmish in Simen Nun discusses, and the Chazmish discusses many relevant questions in regard to electric lights, in regard to closing a circuit, in regard to undoing the circuit. So many of the contemporary posting of the Hasmini Shuachinis So the Chazanish mentions his strength of temperament. I think it's in a poem of Rikis Hashem. Now, this Chazan. First, we have to remember what the Rambam says in the test. Milcha Shabbos halacha. Hamatrech echod min hamatrech kol shel oyamchamim is hamatrech ad shetirosi gacheles hadir kildes mizash. First mash. So, if somebody keeps his mother matrech to the extent that he becomes a gacheles, so what does Gacheles mean? Chazon says Gacheles means if he does it to the extent that he becomes treasure. So he's able to make certain impressions, to promote certain things. That's his cover, that he should become treasure. So then he has his Achilles and Rush. The Chayim, Haminasi, Sazadine, Koyasachilech, Koyasazepes, Vakinfer, So here we see that this is Ramba, this country is this Rashi. According to Rashi, except in Ochlin, Bishl is only Shire when you soften a year to four hard object. But if you have a year to four soft object, so by offering we have in Loche of Eife, which is completely analogous to Mitzvah. So it's main Avodish. That's by offering. Machine King, by other things, not offering. If you just have a year to four soft object, there is no Mitzvah. The Rambam Shit is not. The Rambam Shit is that by other things, by normal things, there are two forms of vision. Either you, when you soften a year to four hard object, or you have a year to four soft object. But, as the Mishnah explains out, only if at the outset it is soft, and then you make it hard. But if at the outset it's also hard, and you make it harder, then there is no vision. Then there is no vision. I suppose that that's only true what the Mishnah says by Numach. But by Ochlin, we will be high. Suppose at the outset, you take a half bullet, but you flip on fire and you boil it for another hour, so it becomes hard, much hard. So the hive will be soft. So, but in other things, none of them, so the Shiddhas Ramba means that there is a few official, the word of official in two forms, two cases. One, in hardening the year before soft touching, and on softening a year to four hard object, but if you have a year to four hard object, you have it more, then there is no field of vision. But now there's the Rambam. Now, so when the Rambam says, Hamechamim is Hamatres, Hachitrosi Gachles, and according to Chazmish, it's Mistaba like that, Gachles doesn't mean coal or ashes, because matches doesn't even become cold, and or it doesn't turn into ashes. As slow process of oxidation, so it will take a long time, but it doesn't readily become converted into ashes. So what he means, gachless, if the purpose is to make it fragile. So that's gachless. Harais it till this much. Now, let's see many alochas in the Rambam, in Pirikyu. Hamadia Koshu Hai, the who she told me, Avonzia da Hashose Potter, the Knei Shuun Kauke, the Hamadia Dishisho Havere, we are saving the Hosei Hai. אף אופי שהוא משפס, מפני שכוונוסי לאינוקים מזיני, והאינסקאו עודייתי, בשוחקו חמוסי, בנסק כרי העולמיסי, אוי בחמוסי שהוא חי, ובחיבו בחבילה בשסרו לו, שפולינו מסקים הם יצרו ניצחון הרע. וסונאנו היסודת חמה מוזיקו, only in portion, the question is coming out to the Gemara. I mentioned it yesterday, but maybe we'll explain it, even though it's not our limit. But it's very important. Very clear. All right. Turn to the Gemara that good faith. Who pay on the day? The Mishnah. And the way of Hamosei, the Almeisei, the whole unconquering group, the unconquering as the Sakishet, and the rest of the Mishnah is not relevant to us. So it's Adam Lord. Then we know in the Kashi. The Rimi, Hakeya, because here the Mishnah says that the way of Hamosei, the Almeisei, is potent. And then the price is the reverse. Hakereya v'chamosei v'adelei v'samaisei v'abelei v'almeisei chai. Chai. So it's a spirit between the Mishnah and price. The Abba Pishin Chalos HaShabos Yosu Bichrida, so there's a spirit. The Gemara says at first, Loikash, Hopimes v'dei, Hopimes v'alm. The price is this chai has reference to Mesdidei, that he's Mechuyah to Kereya Kereya, a next of kin, so he's Mechuyah. So then he's not a talker, because he's behind the Mitzvah. And the Mishnah says, HaKereya Omeisei is Poter, has reference to the case when somebody's Kereya Kereya and a stranger, not a next of kin. He's not behind the Mitzvah, some of the names in the talker, so he's Poter. So the Gemara says, how can you say that the Mishnah is referenced Mez the Alme, but it says Hakerei Almei Sei, it doesn't say Almes, may say his mes, that means a member of the family. So Leilom, from Mezi Katona, Leilom is the day, a member of his family, but not the kind of Korech Yamahuyah to the Rech. Every Korek has put their prayer. So the Shisho may seem that he's mentioned in the Meir. So then Yah Mechuyev to the Kereya Kriya. But let's say first cousin, an uncle, so then Yah not Mechuyev to the Kereya Kriya. But he can still be called Meisei because he's a member of his family. He's close to him. But since he's not the Kriya, he's not the guy who needs it. We the Kriya, so he's in the cow. The Hana, the Lavni Abilis, so the Gemara is a Kashi. But he's not one of the Shisha Kriya. But if he's a Tamat Chochem, the Chochem will be with the Chai. The Kriya is Chochem, she may is Hako Kriya, Hako Kriya, so Chai, the Chorim, Hako Kriya, Hako Kriya, Hako Kriya, Hako Kriya, Hako Kriya, Hako Kriya, so he shouldn't be considered in the Kauke. Loi tzrichet laf hoche. Loi tzrichet laf hoche. So the Gemara is the Kashi. The Odom Kosher will chiyuv in the Chayit. Now, on that point, there is again a Machlokes Hashem. Many Rishayim say, perhaps it's most Rishayim, many Rishayim say that an Odom Kosher Shemeis, so everybody is Mechuyet. Everybody is mechuyev to tirkri. Everybody mechuyev to tirkri. And the Lashon HaGemara is like that. Yod kosher chiyuv lechai. Itanim na meisi. Bono vod leis of shalodom kishir itanim. Kdi shiivke v'yisatu al kosher. Kdi shiivke al finish up on me. Chas isholem. Elom mishu limbocho v'yisatu al odom kosher. Shekor abeiche al odom kosher. Meichu nachar meiso. Bishvil Kodesh also. So Lloyd's Red Lavon Kosher. So the Pashtus Aloshna of the Gemara attempts to indicate that our in Kosher, and there is Mamish Chilkri, but they are the same. to say that he's not good. But the Russian had more idea. The Russian had more is your impartial. Can you give me higher? So we say, can you give me higher? He's a good idea to take care. Can you give me higher to feel grief, to cry? So make of to cry more, not more in the halachic sense of observing a bailiff, but more internally, you know, to feel grief over the death of the holy kosher. So that's the chiyuv, but not the chiyuv to create grief. So what the kasha is more, so if there is no chiyuv, So then he's in the caliber, the answer is, if there is a field to mourn internally and to feel grief, so even though it's not the clear to be clear, but the kilma mitzvah of clear there is. As a matter of fact, many times I had childless, and that is a very delicate child, very delicate child. You know, many parents have children, and they raise the children. Inject life into them. So, and children feel tortured by torturing their parents. So, when a doctor parent dies, and they got the child, it's a problem. And yes, the child, should he dare to be, should he observe Shibe, or should the person? So, of course, I also know that Al-Qadim is not the clear to be actually. Al-Qadim is not the clear. But it will be a very painful experience if that child cannot observe Shibe and observe Aveiros like for a real time, but if he's not allowed to observe Shibe, so. And it's not because of intuition that has happened. It's on the basis of the Shlesin Yoh. The Shlesin Yoh. Because the Mishneh in Brocha says, Shlesh, Tevi, Abdish, or Ramadan Real. People come from over the Tamido, down in the Tamil Abeno, said, in Kabbin, Tanfuni, Abodi. So when the woman said, Tevi, Abdi, it's different. Caution. So the Shlesin Yoh says, Abdish, there are two kashis. In Kabbin, Tanfuni, Abodi. Why? Because he's an Eved. And suppose he's not an Eved? So, who can be recovered from? You know? And no, let's say a child, a brother, or a father, or a mother, you know, one who is in the Chuyat Nagas, who is in the Chuyat Tisichi, he can be recovered from. But somebody else who's not in Eved, a child of his own, can be recovered from. So why does the Mora mention in covering Tanchum or Avodim in the Anafi covering Tanchumim because especially our work of Avodim he's not his scholar. Gamaliel was his scholar. He was his son Tevis. He was his brother. He was his father. So how could he cover Tanchumim? Cover Tanchumim. So the CEO says, I mean, let's just see Yerushalmi in the office, that Yerushalmi says that if somebody is so devoted to someone who's not his love, but he's horrible to nothing, horrible to nothing, let's say, like David means, horrible to nothing is not his love, so he can be recovered from him. What do you mean? In other words, people can tell me, I'm walking in Akhavis, I'm not in the class. social relations. Of course, I mean, you want to say I'm not an athlete, you say no. There is a kiyum about this. It's not the will. But there is a kiyum about it. Somebody is probably very enough. And if you observe that anyways, it's in kindness. It's called a kiyum. When you came out there, you may have, he's allowed, he's a proper thing to bear prayer, and he doesn't involve an Israel for Hashem. Like this, you know, they are having all of this. Here, he's taking a very passion that you can bear prayer and tie, it's ridiculous. So I think that anyone who bears prayer and tie in Israel for Hashem is not the kind of needs. It's not the kind of needs there of the. Here's some reason about Ashtis. The time is also about Ashtis. But here there is a key. Some melee see some real resist. How is it that you're talking to me? A scarf is the fact that heaven was not one of his cream. So that's all cut. It's real, and it's really much of a challenge because Teddy was talking about it in a way. So the male, there is a mitzvah rules of observing that. And this is here, the mitzvah rules of observing that the rest, so it can be the touch button. In other words, only you can. Not that there is no mitzvah. The one who is nothing is the kind of mitzvah that is not there. Because since Amaria was in kind mitzvah units of Avelas of the heaven. So Mele, the one who is Nachamim, is also in kind in mitzvah of Avel. But the Kashi is there is a woche that an avodi in the Nachi Katatam Kuhn. So in other words, the food is mufke. It's mufke. And never this mufke of the king of Avel. We will say to you, the business of Avel. And then this movie of a realist, because Tama Wenna puts in the realist and a chill, but heaven was a time jewel, and he was not in kosher. So Mele is not in the realist. And even though I'm not the Hoya, because I'm not one of the Shisha Kredin, but he was probably more Kinapshi. So Mele, there is a Kinapshi. So that's where I pass him, because any other Psar, you don't hear Kree, I heard that somewhere from him. The task you can sit here because there is no easier. I mean, sit on your chair, there's no inside to sit on your chair, but tree not because it's about ashes. I think that it's not the right side. Tree also because there is a kiyum of this tree. And that's the right from this demand. Because all the shame will say that my kasha is only a field to mourn eternity, to feel grief. So there is no fear of fear. And the mother says, only the child with these lifkins, not with prayer. So what the kasha will know, right? So is it a kalba? The answer is, but in the kosher, if he hears prayer, since there is a fear to mourn eternally over him, so there is no fear to hear prayer. But if he does hear prayer from the kosher, he kind of needs so maybe it's not the kalba. Yes.
That's the point. That means that it's only that parent was a permeated. He wasn't a permeated on the question of being.
I don't understand it. So, suppose he's natural. And he's not natural. Is there a virus?
No.
I miss it. There is no virus.
Apparently, it is.
Such a proportion.
No.
Now, according to most of the shame, there is no fear by virus, only if it's Mumal Achis. But if the horse says it is numerally drawn, so there is a few barbarians. Only if it is numerally achis, and the horse knows his raya, David Amelach was the supper and crying and mourned that the Hachon. Hachon was no talent. So it's a raya that anyone who is not numerally achis knows a few barbarians. That's piercing by the tzibah. Piercing by the tzibah means you must remove that. You find certain of the shame that you say, even if I'm not mentioning it, but most of the shame are that somebody is addicted constantly, not just three times, but constantly day after day. So he's addicted to certain ideas, even if the oven, there is no free ideas. But most ashamed, most ashamed of him. My father used to pass me that you have to observe ideas, even if the parents are saying, unfortunately, in this country, you have it many times. So, when your father was in the house of the Tahesi, so my father passed me, they told me Nun or Moser or Nun or Hachis, but in the house of the Tahesi, it's Nun or Hatelepura, but it's not Nun or Hachis, and the Miri says, the Yom HaKhil something, or the Gomor is in the house, the Miri hears something, hears that Miri hears it. Some male, there is a feedback that only it is Machias or Nubal Hafiz or Mosa. Machias too, only if he was a Machiavicator. But most of the Tosin today have a dinner function equal. So there is again a feeling of Achias. So I mean, survived such a proportion and mean. There is a Shittes Yochid, there are more mentions that you can ever three after you spend around. But most machines say that if someone is normally taught, even to the dict constantly to that idea that they will do. So if he's an actual father, even if he's not born, so there is a difference. So if he's an adopted father, so from the point of view of the mitzvah, really the same thing applies. If he's not only the adopted father, he's normal half his dinner.
He's not part of the mitzvah. He's not an owner. That's what Shomron is in that real father. That much.
Of course, yes.
That part is not part of the mitzvah. No, that's real.
Shomron, of course, yes. No doubt. But he can observe a virus, and he can dare tree, and he doesn't demand. So that's the higher from his demand. The demand says, you're the master of the human kind. Why the human kind and the machine say, there is no fear, the Rambam Shittis, there is no fear. So the Goyen explains it. The Chiyuv Mechaydin means Lichti Solot, Yisabi Bolot, internal, we don't mean Yisabi Bolot. But it means, but since there is mitzvah to be Chiyuchel, to feel grief, and to be Yisabi internally, for him, so maybe there is a mitzvah community, so fear and clear too, so maybe it should be in the culture, yes.
So are you saying that if a person's an Adam Kasher, even though it's not heavy below connection, there's a mitzvah community?
That's right.
But even if he's not an Adam Kasher,
even if he's not an Adam Kasher, Adam Kasher means not following an option. Hey, suppose sometimes one is another Kasher, but another person never had any dealings with it. So, still,
but if you're in the house, if he's coming to love commercial, even though it's not in our country.
Even if it's not in our country. As long as he's not in the Mora. Right. Even if he's in the house, I'll be correct. So, the Mora says, well, it's like a lover in Russia. We become the chassis, it's the Shone, you're in the house. So, the Rosh also says, the most machines say, that we need to see this in the country. If you know Mulal Jor, the Jew, Mulal Jor, and for the Arabi, the Shasta sees the Shaman, it's not the Mulal Artist, you have to give up. If you look at the Tanya the Shina was Arabi, or even on this, the Shasta sees the Shaman, in Chicago, there were many doctors in Tor, some of the doctors of the community, so they have a problem, unfortunately, because of their profession. So, every week, so it happens to me since it's the show. So the rest of the child was really good. They should feel every time to meet those things. It's a hard thing. And then, if the given good people interfere with their profession too, because the nurses, the other doctors, see, all of a sudden they start tearing his gowns, so he will interfere with his profession. All right. So, yeah, what's that?
Be there,
huh?
So you go out of your way to be there.
The doctor has to be there.
No,
maybe he can prolong his life through a respirator. So the doctor will be Shikadon.
Not a doctor.
So in other words, so the Mishnah is reference to a stranger, and he was not an impartial, not a Talmud Chacham, and not with, he was not stingers, Tinach Mesa. So you can reconcile the Mishnah and the Maisa in the Gal to Mesa, but the Chamosi, a Chamosi, a Chamosi, the Mishnah said, Akira, the Chamosi is Potea, and the Maisa is Kareya, the Chamosi is Chayim. Chamosi, Chamosi, Mami, Hoga, Dito, Hoga, Pshina. The Mishnah that says, Kareya, the Chamosi is Potea, is like a Pshina, the two options will be to is Potea. I say that says higher things like a beauty. Or a beauty door, or a beauty door, man. You want to go to the high of Shimon and put over there. Even the Shamus of Abdul Saki in culture in Shamus, right? So, I'm not saying in culture. So, even a beautiful lady that he's got a house of the price to say that is higher, higher. On a rotten high man in Saki. Because it's not a swap in Saki. So, that's like a Rambam. But then the Gemara is the Kashi, who high government in short, that Kanye, the Pshin, the Lozarina, which is the Kulta, the Agra, the Shona, which is the Kulta, the Muri, the Mankari, the Buddha, the Hamose, the Shabbat Kiyo, the Hamose, the Mankari, the Meis of the Hamose, the Yibi Necho, the Yibi, the Bishore, the Kach, the Nose, the Shabbat, the Ra, the Yibi, the Yasikach, the Mocha, the Yasikach, the Yibi, the Yibi, the Yibi, So how can he be hired? He's still in culture because he's related of his ore. She hold the Rabbi Shalom Matzvie, and that's why say Rabbi Yad, the man is here, Rabbi Shalom. So the Kashi is, so the mother says that the Hamosi is done, so he's in Kauke, but only when he does it, the Mir Mehman Shalisa, the Ramon Pastens, even not in his reason. It's a very strong Kashi, it's come to the mother, but in Rabbi Hananel, it's very strange, but Rabbi Hananel, So there is a shot by certain money, very strange shot. He mentioned that the cash of the moral was not how can be higher the highest. So that's not difficult. Because you also nachaswach in Israel, nachaswach in Israel. So Mele is a Misaki. Misaki, even though he has a terrible affair. He's recalculating himself. On one hand, he's recalculating himself. He destroys himself morally. He destroys himself. He lets himself be swayed by his vile temper. So he does a terrible thing. So that's a bit careful. But on the other hand, there is a different also. He has pleasure He doesn't have a swap, he needs them. So that's not difficult to find his height. Because the passion of the moral law is the promotion of the highest in the so the Pashtas are lost in the crisis. He only has an avail of Chilushan. The shading, but we are covered. But like this is a nice map. Says the Avalpi, Shemachalas Hashabas, Yosef Yitzhwe is a nice map. I mean, what does the Christ say is a nice map? The Christ says, in times it's clear, but not as nice map. But this is how the Rabbanan explain the kasha of the Gemara, especially more, because from the crisis, mashma, shereya b'cham mosei, uba vele, vau meitze, chai b'chadus. The other of fish in chaos and shabbos, the shady, in chaos and shabbos, yotze in the tree, in the hand in this is tree, and he has no other avera except the melocha the shady. Now, besides the melocha the shady, he's a carnal person. He's the way of his own, and in fact, he's not a shade. All our prophets in Rabbi Shabbos is a shade. All right, but in the way of his own, because he's the way of Hamas, so they is amazing. So, the Gemara says, in order to explain in Russia, the context of the crisis, which seems to imply that he only has one Aveira and no other Aveiras, that the crisis reference to the case. Well, he does it with real main Aishi basis. So then he's a nice person. He only has one of the Aishi. Mashiach came. If he does it the Hamasi, he's not going to base it. So he's also Chayev. But then he's not only Chayev, not only Chayev Chatos, or the Avira Mishim, or the Shabbos, but he's Chayev in Shemayim because he's a terrible person. He has to be Chuba and he's Gilead. It's a very strange Pshat. And Rabbi Hananel rejects the Pshat. Says he's in choice. But it's possible that the Rambam explained to him more like these Rabbanan. Rambam says story, but he's the first of them is Rabbanan. Probably a notion there in the Rambam. If Rabbi Hananel took the time to mention that he's in choice. Alright, anyway. Now let's go back to the Rambam. All right. Und ich will habe ich kein Magnik in seine Ehe und in seine Ehe wenn wir uns haben wenn wir heute auch in der Heide haben wir haben es auf der Ausdruck für die Zauber für die Meilen haben sie viel des Madelheit if somebody is mechamen ba'azel, that's matres, kili tzavi amayi, hari zikhin b'sma b'erachai. Now the Rambam in Peria, in Peria, Tess Halacha Tov, said himself, המתח יחד עם המתחס כלשהו, או ימחם עם המתחס, עד שתיוסק החלס, הרי זה פילדס עם באשר. אז הרם נסאו קצת, that when you are מעבר מתחס to be extended, that it becomes החלס, it becomes fragile, so then he's חייבש עם באשר. Here the Rambam says something else, not עם באשר, he says, המחמם יש הפרזו, הוא יצאו במיים, הרי זה כאילו בסמאל ובחייב. So, two things. First of all, so the Rambam is massive. Because of the Rambam, the Lomo Lomi Shemudashi, Moisich Sala Asuna, in Rape Rote, the other coming. So the Rambam mentions the Gemara of Sala Asuna, but the Rambam had another Pshat in Sala Asuna. I mean, even according to Rashi's Pshat, he doesn't have reference to Matras. But the Kashi is, the Rambam himself, in Kerestes HaLochadvok, says, Hamadha Matzches, Ashtios Gachwe, Harzachai Vishnu Vashu. And here, and even if he doesn't do it, I'm not the Tzav of the Mali, to dunk it in cold water later on. He's also Chayvash. Here he says, Mevashu doesn't mention. Mevashu doesn't mention. But what does he mention? He mentions today, he mentions Mavir. But when you hire Mishu Mavir, only if he does it, he will talk in the mind. But if he doesn't do it, he will talk in the mind, then he's not hiring Mishu Mavir. But let him be a queer Mishu Mavir anyway. Even if he doesn't do it, he will talk in the mind. So you could say that the business right, the Rambam mentions to be tzav in the mind, because the Rambam here doesn't mention Kidei Achidos Hidachas. So maybe, in order to create Mishim Hidachas, so it's only Achidos Hidachas. He needs it so much that it becomes fragile. But suppose he needs it, but not to the extent comes special, then there is no chiyuv of midrashim. But if he does it to be tzav in the mind, then he's a chiyuv mishumayim. He could say that. But the only problem is, because he makes malacha beis, the Rambam mentions he's having tzarim also in connection with the trees of Tiyosidah. Now let's see next time. Ham chabe kol shuluchayim. Echot ham chabe saneiya. ויחוד המחבא שנח לשורץ אבל המחבא גח לשונת חספות נמצחד ומצר את חי פיימש גחלה בגמור הסייץ נשבץ נחבא גח לשונת חס אבל נחבא גח לשורץ so בגמור הסייץ I'll leave it up to you man so you can גח לשורץ you're allowed to be נחבא because of Hezek Rabbi to prevent the Rabbi from getting hurt, because according to Rav Shimon, it doesn't involve in Rosh Hashanah, but it's in Rosh Hashanah, and it's in Rosh Hashanah. Usually, it's in Rosh Hashanah, except if he does it last spell. But here, he doesn't do it last spell, he does it in order to prevent people from getting hurt, not last spell, so it's not that Rosh Hashanah. So, the Mora says, no, Rav Paschus like Rabudi, Rosh is a good boy, he's high. So, Mele, Gach, the Shalei, Rav says, he's also, it's a Rosh Hashanah, it's not the Gach Mele. And Gach, the Shalmatres, does not involve the Rosh Hashanah. I mentioned yesterday, Rav Hashanah says, the reason is why it's Mita, Gach, it's not the Shalmatres, it's not the Shalmatres, because the same Nisa Kibu, that applies to Gach Leshaleitz, applies to Gach Leshaleitz. But Gach Leshaleitz has a glow. So everybody will be careful not to come in contact. But Gach Leshaleitz doesn't have a glow. So people might step away. And they might even die. They might get broken. They might die from it. So it's the Gach Leshaleitz. But that's just this year. The other issue is don't explain it on the basis of the Gach Leshaleitz. Rashi explains it, even on the beauty, and says that Rosh is going to be higher, so even if he doesn't do it, he lasts down. But at least it has to be capable of becoming better. Matres cannot serve as fuel, so it's not capable of becoming better. So that's a prerequisite in Jesus, according to Rashi. That even according to the Yudin, that Lohanitz Rebut is higher, but only when he's Mechabe something that can become Pechon. But if he's Mechabe something that cannot become Pechon, so then there is no Hebrew. But the Rashi of Hano, so according to Rashi, Mavir, Matres, will be higher, even if he's not Mechabe in the Yudin. Because the prerequisite of being capable of becoming Pechon is a prerequisite regarding Kibbutz, not regarding Avod. So according to Rashi, if somebody is Mother Matris, even if he's not in Sahib, he's higher than Shabbat. Only Kibbutz is involved in Chiyu, in Mother Kibbutz, there is a requirement that it has to be capable of becoming better. But Avorem Atres is right. According to the Rambam, the Rambam says, Hanchamnes Avorem is out of the night, Harithim Avorem.
not in the Talmud. They're not suggesting means that according to the Rambam, the same halacha that the Gemara mentions regarding kibbutz matres applies to avodah matres. So it's not the same master. So that I know, explaining the Rambam says, according to the Rambam, you see the Rosh Hanoch passes like the Rambam. Because the Rosh Hanoch can explain the kibbutz, so he says, because matres does not become cancer. In other words, because here it certainly does become oxidized. But normally, I mean, so it can be oxidized in the slow process of oxidation, but that's not considered consumed. Al-Kandim, it's considered consumed if it is consumed well, but not when it involves a slow process of oxidation. So Meir Rashmanol says, according to the Rambam, the pshat in having the actual matras is not because it's not possible, because it's not neither. It doesn't become consumed. So the question is, so what is the substitute to the Talmud? What is the substitute to the Talmud? I think that, in other words, if it's doing something, so then it's a teloyal matter. It bears a tzadim in the matter. Because the ikamah here is by eating, where it is actually. So, as far as the avodah is concerned, so it involves oxidation, it becomes cancer, it turns into ashes, it becomes oxidized. So that means, so the oxidation, so constitutes a change in the domain, because you take a piece of wood and you burn it, then it's converted into ashes. It's not a piece of wood anymore, it's something else, it's from kadoshes. So there is a change, there is a shinui in the heart that is needed. So, but by matres, it doesn't become readily oxidized. There is no shinui in the heart. Some melee doesn't even bear a tzazdinian to the avor of the mission. Because then, I mentioned yesterday, the Yerein says that Mechabe Matches is Porta Rima Lidra Dudei, because in the Mishken, the kibbutz in the Mishken was a Beitzi, was so it doesn't mean the Mishken, but I said yesterday, it has to be punished like the Mishken, so in the Mishken they didn't try to account for them. So for the bad, the accountant wouldn't be in the Rocha Oxide. It means there is an essential difference between the kibbutz and the avore in the Mishken, the Av, and the kibbutz and the avore of matres. So according to the Rambam and Yerein, the aloche that kibbutz matres is poter, so it applies to avore also. Why? Because it's not neither. It's not neither. And the avore represents a conversion, something that is neither. So in order to become a tirode, or in order to become a tirode of havore, so there has to be something that is also a constituted shin in the heart. So when is there a shin in the heart? Say, if it's becoming basal to the result, the way the metals worked, so they heated, let's say, a piece of gold until it became fragile. Then when it became fragile, they dumped it in cold, freezing water, and that strengthened it. So it changed it. So that's the substitute for the consumption. In aids on godding on paper, so the shield consists in the fact that it's consumed. In metal, it cannot be consumed. So, in order to be hired in Shmuel Mavir, there has to be a certain shin in the Chatzah. What's the shin in the Chatzah if it is to be retired to the night? Alright. Now, Let's see now. Am Chave Kol Shuhai. Echot Am Chave Samir Am Chave Kol. Aber Am Chave Gachme Shom Ad Chesvota. There's the Gemara. But here again, the Rambam mentions, Bis Chave Mitzare Chai. Bis Chave Mitzare Chai. Shechem Ritchi Abarzah. Isi Mechan Misabarzah. Achiosi Gachales. So here the Rambam mentions, in speculation about them, who are Mitzare, all such Yossi Gachalas. So maybe we couldn't say, in regard to the Kasha of the Rebbe, the Rambam says, and Ham is about the South of Mayna, the Jew is part of the Chayat. But why did he mention Chayat is in the Kasha? And the Rambam himself in the test, Miluch HaShabbos, the Halacha Vot says, that Tamichamim Matres, so it's highly Shabbat. How is it that here he ignores the Nevashir and the only mentions Maria? So like this we could say, because here the Rambam, over there the Rambam mentions Hamicham in the Samatzres Ashtos Gafles. But here he doesn't mention Ashtos Gafles. But in our Hebeis, he again says, Kishchei Lichi Abalda, Kishchei Lichi Abalda, Kishchei Lichi Abalda, Kishchei Lichi Abalda, So, when you have raised the mighty Lechasim, the Zerim Tzarek, so any Tzirut work involved keeping the Matres to the extent that it becomes a Gachwes and it becomes fragile. Then, once it becomes fragile, so he would take the fragile piece of Matres and dump it into cold, freezing water. That would be Mitzari, would be Nechasi. The Garzel would become very tough and stern. So, anyway, the Rambam talks of the Mitzari, and we see from our days that when he does it, the Mitzari, so then he meets it first. Ashdosi Gachles, so if it's Ashdosi Gachles, so the Rambam should mention Chayim Shabbash, there's a Chayim Shabbash, so the Chazimishin Simeon said, I think there's a great shot in the Rambam. In other words, there are two situations. Sometimes a person is in Chayim Shabbash, the Kavone, with the ultimate Kavone, to make it into God, to make it friend. He doesn't intend, after he becomes fragile, to be tzarefet by going to the Jehovah. For some reason, his ultimate goal is to make it fragile. Why does he want to make it fragile? He wants to make it fragile. Then he's highly chinified. The ultimate goal, this is how Hazmish explains the Turham. In Perik Tes, Alochevot, the Rambam, discusses the case of the person who is Mechame Matres Ashtosikas. That's his ultimate goal. He wants it to become fragile. Why? What difference is it? Why? He wants it to become fragile. He wants it to become fragile. He wants to play around with Matres. He's not interested, after it is fragile, to dump it in water and then be tarifed in cosmic and so on. His ultimate goal is to make it into a dance, to make it fresh. So then he's told us about what's the meaning to Mitzvashir, and Mitzvashir will take a heart and cut, what's up? And you go left, and then you make it up. So here too, he takes a piece of metal, he takes a piece of gold or silver or iron or copper or whatever, and he needs it to the extent of making it fragile. Some may lay it out of your body. It bears the intense. But, and then, if his ultimate goal is that it should be fragile, that's the ultimate goal, then it's not higher than Shemaya. Then it's not higher than Shemaya. Then it's only higher than Shemaya. But, there's another situation, and it's more usual, that's the Derech of the Tzirfei Hamatres. So his ultimate goal is not that he should be fragile. He his ultimate goal is he should be very sturdy, very hard, but he wants to shape it into something else. He has a piece of bullion of gold, but he wants to shape it into a ring. He wants to shape it into a bracelet. He wants to shape it into all kinds of things, into all armies. So then he has to do two things. He has to do two things. First of all, acoustics, in the operation of the Tzirfeh Hamadras. First, he has to heat it until so much, until it becomes fragile. When it becomes fragile, you can mold it into anything you want. A ring, a bracelet, whatever you want. Then, once he makes that impression, he molds it into something so that it's very fragile. So then, that's the second stage. Then he stops eating it and he takes it. So with a pair of, it's very hard, so he picks it up with a pair of tongs, and then he dumps it into cold freezing water, and he soaks it in cold freezing water for a certain time. Then it becomes tough and sturdy. So if the ultimate goal, then it hasn't existed. If the ultimate goal of the person is to make it fragile, then it's high machine. But because that's vision. Now he was the Rashi Vishlan in the Rambam, had a vision to Rashi Shite, that in Yom Echlich, Vishal consists only in softening something that here before is hard. Then you can understand. For the Rambam Shite means that even in respect to Yom Echlich, such as a Kriyadoma, for example, So Bishul can consist in two forms. Just as in Echlin, we have Bishul in two forms. We have Bishul Samanin and we have Akhir Stas. So Bishul, even in let's say, the Adomo or something, whatever, non Echlin, so you have Bishul in the form of suffering something that was originally hard, or having something that was originally soft. So really, why does the Rambam say that when you have a Chami Matres, only if you do it, if the ultimate goal is that it should become fragile, but if the ultimate goal is that it should become, if it become hard, then it's not highly flushed. Then it can only be higher than Shemabi. Why is it so? The answer is, true according to Rambam, Bishul manifests itself in two situations. Even in non-Echlin, one in softening something that was originally hard, and in hardening two, in hardening something that was originally soft. But here the matres was originally hard. So if his ultimate goal is to make it fragile, what is that? What do you say? Yeah, I'll discuss it. I know. But there is a big difference. Because they are Shode Sikhsa Asuna, or the Raman means Kriyatomo. So first it becomes soft. Kriyatomo is hard. Don't cheat the Kaler. To contain many things, it's not fair. So first, at the beginning of the healing, in the furnace, so it becomes very soft. Very soft, fragile and soft. Then, as it continues to heal it in the furnace, so it becomes very hard. So the two stages take place in the course of healing. In the course of healing itself, in here, there are two separate operations that are involved in different laws. Two operations. There is one operation. You put it in the furnace, you burn it. But you heat it in the furnace for 5 hours. So after the first hour, it becomes very fresh. Then as you continue burning it in the furnace, the same operation. so it becomes. So they would say that there is, since birth becomes very pleasure, and then it becomes hard, so melee is in effect, after it becomes pleasure, and it continues to be there, the same operation in the furnace. So we can say that it's hardening, and a year to fall, so true, 5 hours ago it was hot, but 4 hours ago it was very soft, and in the course of the same operation in the furnace, it becomes hot. So it involves the hardening of a heretofore soft object. Heretofore soft object means that 5 hours ago it was soft, and 4 hours ago it was soft. So it's also by being mamshich in the burning of the Kli Adomo, in effect is hardening a heretofore soft object. Here, four hours before.
Also soft in Bahara.
What?
Also soft in Bahara.
That was in the first hour. But
why did it feel off that?
But yes.
Why did it feel soft in Bahara?
Because that's not his ultimate goal. He's not interested. His interest is that his ultimate goal, is to have some melee, his high mission. Mashiach in here, is two separate operations. One operation is done in the furnace when he meets the gold, the bars, the silver, the gold, the copper, doesn't make any difference, rough metal. That's one operation. And then in that operation it doesn't come hard. It only becomes softer. More and more softer. And it will continue to keep it in the furnace longer, so it will melt completely. But he doesn't want that. His ultimate goal is to make hard, to make it hard. So then he takes it out from the furnace, and then he embarks on another operation, an altogether different operation. He dumps it. He has prepared a pail of freezing water, and then he dumps this treasure piece of metal in the freezing water. That's another operation. So melee, he could not be Nihuye for the extra chimun, Nisagnevasha. He certainly could not be Nihuye for, on the score of Bishul, for dumping it in water. Dumping it in water is not part and parcel of the Bishul process. What could be considered as part and parcel of the Bishul process? The thing he does in the first one, in the furnace. So, Sikhsalasune, everything is done in the furnace. What happens, the fragility of the Kriyadomo that happens after the first hour takes place in the furnace, and then as he leaves it in the furnace for a few more hours, so the hardening of the heretofore fragile Kriyadomo also takes place in the course of the visual process, in the purpose. But here, how could you say that when he hardens the year before, fragile ring of bracelet, so his Chayvushin Vashu when? When he hardens it by dumping it in cold water, since when can he be Chayvushin Vashu by dumping something in cold water? Just the opposite of visual. Some melee, he could be in a position. But why? Some melee, he's only in a position, so he doesn't mention. Yeah, the Chazmish says, doesn't say anything.